Work, but this time like you mean it, is a darkly surreal comedy about young people's first experiences in the workplace. It's about having a good work ethic on less than minimum wage. It's about a group of fast food workers that are just trying to get through another shift. They're underpaid, they're overworked, and the customers just won't stop. It plays at the Rebel Theatre in Walsh Bay from tomorrow until the 18th of October. Work, but this time like you mean it, cast member Quinn Goodwin joins us here in the 2SER Breakfast Studios. Hey, Quinn, how are you going?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Is it true that a lot of what happens in this play actually happened?
Yes. The development of the script went over a year with lots of different stories adapted from lots of young people's experience from the Canberra Youth Theatre community. So there are lines that I'm like, hold on, that's my story.
Is that what it's like for the youth these days? If you want to start working, is the fast food place the first job, or can you get into an office job? Or?
Well, no. I had to work service jobs for a very long time before I was ever given an office job.
So. Okay, yeah. I should have maybe said to you beforehand, into these service jobs that you work for, if they are for multinational conglomerates, let's keep it respectful and talk about all the fine work that they do.
Of course.
Not sort of the horrible stuff where they might be taking advantage of you and your fellow youths.
Yes.
Customer service, is that essentially the same thing as you're experiencing in this play, Work, but like you mean it?
Pretty much. I mean, the smiles that we put on are pretty much as actors and the service industry are very, very similar.
I can't help but notice you smiling now.
Yeah.
Do you have a workplace horror story?
I do. I used to work at a centre that lots of school kids came through during their Canberra trips in year six. And as such, I spoke with many school teachers, one of which decided that I was incredibly rude.
Really?
Yeah, he decided I was incredibly rude and decided to...
I find that hard to believe of you.
...complain about me to my co-workers while I was standing right next to him and serving 90 of his students.
Oh, man.
And he tried to report me to our superior.
Tried to talk to the manager.
I was like, I've already been on the radio, dude. You're gone.
Sir, that's it. Like, revenge is a dish best served cold.
Yeah.
And you've been a part of this production before of Work, but this time like you mean it.
Yes, I'm part of the original cast from the season in Canberra last year.
Oh, yes, as part of the Canberra Youth Theatre.
Yeah, as part of Canberra Youth Theatre. So I've been with the show since it started developing in 2023. Was part of the original cast in 2024, and now I'm here for the Sydney shows.
And it was a hot script there to start off with. The play was a winner of the Canberra Youth Theatre's 2022 Emerging Playwright Commission.
Yes. So that's a commission that we do, and we help playwrights develop the work with the thoughts of the youth at its head. So,
what do you think it's striking a chord with people and reverberating? What is it about this work that sort of so many people are relating to and finding enjoyable?
Well, I think that people can really relate to the fact that you feel very underappreciated in these customer service jobs, but also in any job at all. Like, often your work can go undervalued. Yeah. And I think that that is like something that anyone can relate to. It's just that the fast food industry is so fast paced and so like customer-led that it strikes a chord.
Okay. It sounds like you could do a seminar on this, like a workplace seminar. Has the process changed, having to do this the second time round, if you will, doing another show?
Yeah. Well, we all knew our lines, which was really exciting.
That's good. That's a great start.
If you come and see the show, there's so many overlapping words, overlapping moments. It's word perfect. You really don't get a chance to mess up. And so, yeah, having the lines down really shortened our rehearsal time this time around.
All right, so the overlapping lines, the Robert Altman style of live theatre. I like the sounds of that.
Yeah.
And you've been part of the Canberra theatre community for quite some time now.
Yeah, I started when I was 7. I'm now... Yeah, I'm now 22.
Yeah.
So...
what were you doing when you were 7?
My brother was in a show. My brother is 8 years older than me, and he was like 16, I think.
Sibling rivalry has been a theme of this show today. Go nuts.
Yeah. He was about 16, and he had to be really, really scary, and no other little girls would
were brave
stand
enough to deal
it.
With him.
And I was like, oh, this is my brother. I'm having a great time. And so after that, I just kind of followed him around.
Yep.
And then he dropped off and I just kind of kept going. And now I'm a playwright, filmmaker, director, actor, whatever I can do, really.
Well, I'm glad that I'm getting in on the ground floor with you, Quinn Goodwin. obviously, if you want to talk to the manager, I can't allow that to happen. Beyond what's happening with work, but this time like you mean it, starting tomorrow at the Rebel Theatre in Walsh Bay, you've got any other new stuff coming up that you're at liberty to speak about?
I have been creating a short film series called That Night, which the first installment of was a part of the Young Australian Film Festival
earlier
this year. But yeah, that's it for me.
I don't think that's it. I think it seems like you're incredibly busy. Quinn's brother, if you're listening at the moment, sorry that you had to be continually undermined as part of the process. But look, it's got results, damn it. Quinn Goodwin, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
Come back again anytime you want. You can catch Quinn on stage at work, but this time, like you mean it, at the Rebel Theatre in Walsh Bay from the 15th to the 18th of October. I will put links to all of the details on the website. Here's some DJ Slows with Disa. Now, thanks, Quinn.
Thank you.